Ladies and gentlemen, this is Homer Griffith announcing a transcribed program written by Vina Del Mar and featuring Frank Morgan, Una O'Connor, and Wendy Berry. The scene is an air raid shelter in one of the working districts in London. Come on, step lively now, step lively.
Well, here we are, lovey.
Yes, and I wish we weren't. I could do very nicely without being in this freezing hole.
Oh, it was a bit of bad luck, lovey, losing the house with all our clothes and the blankets and all in it, too. But we're no worse off than a lot of other people. No good grousing.
It doesn't make me any warmer to know that everyone else is freezing, too. I say, why aren't there more blankets, Mum? After all, we need them.
The country needs some things more than blankets, Bess. We need the war things that the looms are making now. We need the parachute material, and
we need blankets. At least I do. I'm blue with the cold, Mum. Isn't there something you can do? Oh, look, my teeth's chattering like one of their machine guns.
Oh, dearie, you know I'd do what I could, but I haven't got another scrap of cover for you. The baby needs both his shawls on account of the cough he has.
Oh, you did put the two shawls on him, didn't you? I hadn't noticed. You'll catch your death, Mum, with nothing but that little jacket of yours on.
No, I'm quite warm, really, lovey. I don't seem to feel the cold much. It's quite all right down here, I think.
Well, I don't think.
I mean to say, it's rather a nice feeling to be all safe and snug. Perhaps you and me could play a little game to pass the time. You know, sort of a guessing game.
I don't feel like playing any games, Mum. I'm too blooming cold. I don't see how you can act as if we were off somewhere on a picnic. Our house is burned down. The baby's coughing fit to die. And all in all, Mum, I can't see where there's much reason for playing games.
Can't you, lovey? Well, maybe it's because you're so young. It ain't the young, you know, who really knows when it's time to sing.
Excuse me, lady, but I've been noticing that you ain't quite dressed for the occasion, as the saying goes. It's a bit on the nippy side down here, and so if you don't mind, I'd like to offer you me coat.
Oh, that's real nice of you, real neighborly, but...
Lord love you, lady, I got a sweater on underneath, and you can see for yourself I'm taking the blinking coat off. A man don't feel cold like a lady does.
Well, now, speaking of that, I'm very comfortable myself. But if you don't need the coat, I'd be obliged to you if you wouldn't mind putting it on my daughter. She's feeling the cold something cruel.
Oh, but, lady, she's wearing twice what you are.
She's delicate, my Bess is. And if you don't need the coat...
Oh, she's welcome to it, if you say the word. Here you are, miss. Wrap it well round you.
Oh, thank you.
There. Is that better, dear?
Oh, yes.
How's your baby taking the excitement, lady?
He's got a bit of a cold on his chest, poor little fella, but he'll be all right. Bless his heart.
Of course he will. Why, when I was his age, I had one blinking cold right after the other. And look at me now. Chest on me like a fireman's back. Where's your man?
He's with the Air Force. He's a mechanic. He wouldn't know where to start looking for us now, I fancy. We've moved. Yes, you know. It was one in that row round the corner.
Bomb day.
Well, I wasn't home at the time, but I know it wasn't the mice who had done it.
And we lost our clothes and blankets, and we're all going to freeze to death. The baby and Mum and I can't live all winter with two shawls, two sweaters, and a little jacket between us.
Did I hear your mother call you Bess, miss?
Yes. What about it?
Oh, nothing. About it. Only it's kind of funny.
Funny? What's funny?
Where you being so sort of downhearted and you named like as not after good Queen Bess who didn't know how to give up.
Well, I guess she'd given up quick enough if she had to freeze at an air raid shelter.
You think so, miss? Well, I don't. I think she'd have stomped her feet and swung her arms and kept warm, blankets or no blankets. There was a woman for you, Queen Bess.
I learned about her at school.
Did you now? I wonder if you learned what I learned.
Don't suppose they teach it different every year.
You've a smart girl there, ma'am. Like as not, she knows more than I could teach her about the lady she was named for. Like as not, she knows that every English woman on earth carries in her heart a bit of courage that was put there by Queen Bess.
That's nonsense.
Is it now? Look at your mum. I'll wager you see enough courage in her. There's a little bit of the old queen cropping out.
Oh, that's a good one, that is. The old queen cropping out in me. It must be me red hair. Me, you never laid eyes on royalty till me house was flattened. And their majesties come down the street big as life and looking sad enough to make a body cry. I wanted to tell them that I'd never liked the house anyhow. But when they looked at me, I was fair tongue-tied. I'd have spoke up to them, I fancy, if I'd known there was a bit of Queen Elizabeth about me.
Oh, you can laugh, Mum, but they say it's true. They say the famous women of a country leaves their mark, so to speak, upon the women who comes after.
Well, I wouldn't like to hurt your feelings. You've been real nice to us, but I'd never say I was much like Queen Bess.
And then there's Victoria.
God bless her memory. She was a fine queen, too.
Aye, there you are, miss. There's a woman who'd take her place in here without doing no grousing. She'd just nip over to the palace, pick up a teapot and sit here calm as you please, waiting for Jerry to stop his noise.
Oh, I don't care what Victoria or Elizabeth would have done. We have no blankets and I'm cold.
Oh, dearie, you mustn't think so much about it. It's the thinking what makes it worse, you know. Let's play a game like I wanted to.
Oh, I couldn't. My teeth is chattering, I tell you. And he talks about what the queens would have done. How do you know what they would have done?
Because I know what they did do. Elizabeth, she had the blinking nerve to fight against a country they told her couldn't be licked. She said, who says it can't? And she ups and licks them. Now, in them days, a queen was taking a chance and no mistake, miss. If she got licked, there weren't any books she could write about it or any wireless she could talk on. No, miss. Them what done the winning would like as not lop her head right off her. So don't you go thinking Elizabeth picked a softies game. Sitting in an air raid shelter ain't no harder than sitting in a dungeon listening to the headsman sharpen his blooming axe, and she took her chance. She went out to Tilbury on horseback, she did, and she looked over her troops and she said to them, go ahead, boys, carry on. England expects every man to do his duty, and Britannia shall rule the waves. And there she sat on horseback, telling them what to do and how to do it. And it was her what put England on the map, on the blue part that shows a chap where the water is.
I know. She did a lot.
Oh, fancy a woman with such courage.
Yeah, and look what Victoria done. Times was better, of course, in her day. Queens weren't so apt to find their heads come loose. But still there's all kinds of courage, and Victoria had hers. She was for fair play, she was. She saw that working men got fair treatment, and she made us happier and richer and prouder of ourselves. She built all kinds of fine things for England, and she was a lady, all right. Never got rattled, not she. Quietly, calmly, without no fireworks, she went about her queen business just like your mum does her housework. That was Victoria, miss. And if she was sitting here in this shelter now, miss, you know what she'd do?
What?
She'd say to your mum, ain't you tired of lugging that heavy baby? Wouldn't you like me to hold him for a bit?
Oh, Mum, are you tired of holding him?
No, lovey, it's all right.
I don't know how I got talking about the great women of England. I guess it was on account of meeting you, Mum, and seeing Elizabeth's nerve and Victoria's gentleness, just in the way you sit there holding your baby.
Oh, we're back at that again, are we? I'm a queen, all right, I am. And fair dressed for the part, too.
Oh, it ain't the clothes that counts. It's deeds, I always say. And it's a crying shame that the great deeds of England has to go for nothing now.
What do you mean?
I mean now that England's in danger of falling.
What? England fall? Why, that's silly. England won't fall.
And how do you know that?
Because we'll fight. We'll keep fighting. We'll refuse to lose.
Who'll keep fighting?
Why, everyone. The soldiers, the sailors, the airmen.
Oh, them. Course they will.
What a funny way to speak. Oh, them. Our army, our navy, and our air force.
Suppose the people who are not in uniform tell them to stop. Suppose millions of women like your mum say to them, tried, boys. Nice of you, but do stop now. We've had enough.
You're talking like a fool. Why should people want to surrender? Why should mum ask the fighting forces to give up? The enemy can't whip people like mum. You said yourself there was something of Elizabeth in every British woman. Well, you said...
Half a mo, miss. I didn't say the enemy had whipped people like your mum. The enemy won't do it, miss. You know who'll do it?
Who?
You, miss.
Me?
Yes, me little lady who's named for a queen. It's you who'll throw the empire if anyone does it, not the enemy. He can only kill Englishmen. He can't kill England. But it's a funny thing about us British, miss. Your mum is sitting here colder than you are. How could she be otherwise, wearing fewer clothes? But she ain't complained. Not her. She can take it, and she can take her worry it's in her mind for your father and for the baby. But there's something she can't take, and no flesh and blood mother can take it either. And that's her kid asking for something she ain't got to give.
Oh, I see. You mean that...
I mean blankets. They're scarce, miss. People are dying for want of them. Little children are cold and sick because they ain't got them. We know that. I know it. You know it. The king knows it. But what can he do? Do we get blankets by crying for them? No, that ain't playing the game, miss. That ain't carrying on.
I know it isn't.
Oh, don't be hard on her, mister.
Why not? She ain't doing her duty, and in this war, even a little lad in your arms is a soldier. There's only one thing you can do about blankets, miss. You can get down on your knees and pray God that someone in a quieter, cozier land will send us some. And you can pray that if they fail you, you'll have the courage to go on fighting without them. Yeah, that's the all clear. We can go, I fancy.
Mister, I didn't know. I'm terribly ashamed. Here's your coat.
Now, keep it, miss.
May we? Mother hasn't even a sweater, you know.
That's the way I like to hear talk. Get Mother to wear it, and when you look at it, remember Queen Bess and Queen Victoria and what I told you about them. They weren't the grousing kind, not them.
Mister, you didn't mean what you said about England falling, did you?
Of course not. I said it to rouse you, miss. But don't forget to pray for blankets. Somewhere, miss, there are lucky people who's got blankets they ain't even using. People with warm homes and quiet nights. Lummy, think of it.
I'd forgotten there were such people.
But they ain't forgotten us. When they understand our need, we'll have more blankets than we can shake a stick at.
When will they understand?
I don't know, miss. We can only hope that it'll be soon. Let's hope that every time a man turns up his collar or reaches for another log for his fire or shovels coal in his furnace, that he'll remember us. And that every time a woman steps into a nursery to cover a baby or looks out the window at the snow or smuggles down into her cozy bed, that she'll think of us and remember that it's a long way till springtime. And now, miss, I gotta be on me way. I'm working on airplane engines and I'm late.
Goodbye, mister.
Goodbye, Elizabeth.
Before we say goodbye and thank you for your generous gifts, may I present Mr. Morgan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wonder if you know how fortunate you are to be living in the United States. But did you ever stop to think about those who are not so fortunate, particularly the children? When a bomb strikes a home, there's literally nothing left, and many a poor mother is going to be frantic this winter. Will even take her own coverings to keep her children warm. And God bless them, that's the way of all mothers. However, you can help this serious situation by donating any spare blankets that you may have on hand. I'm sure, I'm positive, that the generosity of listeners to this station will produce many, many blankets to warm the bodies of courageous women, wee babies, and youngsters in Britain this winter. Thank you again and again for all you can do.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Friends, the need is for blankets. Blankets for Britain. Blankets to wrap around shivering babies, to protect mothers and children from the bitter cold. And I know every one of you will be glad to share your supply. All you need do is to bring or have your blanket delivered to this radio station or call the Railway Express Agency, who will deliver the blankets to the Bundles for Britain Committee Collect. Be sure that your blanket is clean and serviceable. Remember, this is not a charity. Wrap your bundle and mark it plainly, Bundles for Britain Committee, Hollywood, California. Remember, deliver your blanket to this radio station or call the Railway Express Agency. This program was recorded in the studio of Radio Recorders Incorporated, Hollywood, produced and directed by R.E. Messer. Goodbye, and thank you.